producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So the president met with the Pope, met him at the tarmac with the family and the whole thing. Only the prez was late, so the papal plane had to circle and circle, just like many of us have had to do when we go to LaGuardia in New York. You ever flown there? You circle around, you think, wow, I've now seen Manhattan 15 different times or I've gone crazy. Well, I don't think the Pope was going crazy, but he certainly got to see the sights as they circled and held and circled and held and did it again and again. So, finally, though, the president arrives and the Pope can land. And that's what happened. And now it's all about addressing Congress. Couple of stops on the way, then the UN General Assembly, and off to Philadelphia for an open-air mass. And of course, who is the person who has the job I would not want? I said this the other night. Jay Johnson, the Director of Homeland Security. Dude, the worst. You got to guard the Pope. Who wants to see anything happen on their watch? The open-air mass especially would be problematic. Plus, this Pope likes to be among the people. That's not a surprise. And, you know, he wants to be able to go out into the crowds. Speaking of wanting to go out into the crowds, boy, is it getting more and more interesting, or is it just me with what's happening, especially on the Republican side of things? Scott Walker, boom, he's out. Well, suspended, basically out. Jeb Bush keeps diving in the polls, but still not out. He is the status quo candidate, but he's not making enough noise. And poor Donald Trump. Not poor Donald Trump. Donald Trump's on top. But Donald Trump constantly dogging Jeb Bush. He's low energy, if you like that kind of thing. He's still saying that. And Ben Carson was chastised for his Muslim comments, but his fundraising actually took a big spike up. I checked this before we came on the air to see, to verify some of what I had heard. And it is true. He did get a spike in some of the donations in the last, 48 hours or so. He was on Meet the Press over the weekend. And when he was on Meet the Press, he said, he was asked about this, and he talked about not believing that, anyone who believes in Sharia law shouldn't even come close to the White House, pretty much saying he doesn't think that we should put a Muslim in charge of the nation. So Carson said that, and then he did an interview with The Hill in the beginning of the week, and he referenced the Islamic law and said Muslims feel that their religion is very much a part of your public life and what you do as a public official, and that's inconsistent with our principles and our Constitution. He said the only exception he'd make would be if a Muslim running for office publicly rejected all the tenets of Sharia and lived a life consistent with that. And so he's not backing down. There were some political pundits who thought, ooh, he better jump off of that comment and now, because that's going to bite him. And with mainstreamers, absolutely, there is no question. But apparently there are plenty of others who are saying, I'm willing to fund your campaign. And so the comment, it's a mixed bag for him. But with these news cycles, how they are, it comes and goes, unless it continues to be, which I guess in the next debate, I would assume this could end up being one of the questions, probably. That wouldn't be shocking if it, if it was. It's interesting, too, when, as he said that, The Muslim immigration is the fastest growing group in the United States. I was just reading a couple of different stories about that because the information is there. You get information from the American Community Survey, and it tells you what the foreign-born population is in the U.S. And of course, that number from last year is over 42 million. But in the report, they talk about countries with the largest percentage increases in the number of immigrants living in the United States. So what was up since 2010? Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, Iraq, Egypt, Pakistan, India, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Ghana. Now, the number from Europe and Canada declined. Declined. And according to Pew, I'm throwing all this all up here because this goes with what we're talking about with Ben Carson. According to the Pew research that was done, only 11% of Muslim Americans identify as Republican or leaning Republican. So that's a huge Democratic voting bloc, at least now in this country it is, because you think about refugees and green card holders and all of that. So the most of the Muslim voters say they lean left. Lean left. Now you look at Marco Rubio, who has stepped out and he has talked about, you know, his bill. And the bill that he's introduced is called the I Squared Bill. And it's been described as the kind of standard, the gold standard of high-tech reform. At least that's what Mark Zuckerberg has been saying. The bill would lift green card caps for foreign students. It would triple the number of foreign workers admitted on visas. And it would help businesses like Disney in Rubio's home state expand its profits by keeping the cost of labor down. I was reading this specifically in Breitbart. They did another article on that. So Disney, whose CEO, of course, has endorsed Rubio's bill, is that's the model. You know, what do you do with American workers that are filling the job? I mean, that's pretty much what they're saying. So the cost of admitting 10,000 refugees will cost us $6.5 billion. And it's H1B. It's called H1B. Or 1 squared. It's really 1 squared. 1 squared. And that is what would happen in some of these more diverse areas, I suppose. But the troublesome thing is, if we could directly see the link to people who can't, you know, people who are looking for work, people who are employed, how many jobs are really going out the window? Because numbers are always exaggerated and floated in all kinds of directions. So I'd love to see the true hardcore numbers on that one. Coming up on America Tonight, don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, we have Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo. That's when Nathan Reeder joins me on the show. Next, some odds and ends. Stay with us.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Living in a guest house, room is hot as hell. Thinking out about bed when never do it well. Don't run away, the balcony sways. Me and my baby like to live that way. Living in a guest house.
I love that song. Nathan Reeder, who sings that song?
Lainey Lane.
What is it?
Lainey Lane.
Lainey Lane, living in a guest house. I like it. I'd love to live in a guest house. Living in a guest house. Someone's waiting on me. I don't know. I thought that was a clever tune, though. Absolutely. Odds and ends. That's where we are now. So when we talk about odds and ends, a couple of interesting things, including on the political front, because, geez, how can we not, you know, zig over to that? Hillary Clinton announced opposition to the Keystone Pipeline. I know you're all stunned by that, because isn't this what was supposed to happen with her? She never was supportive of the Keystone Pipeline. I don't think that's a shocker. I guess the fact that she opposed it, because she hasn't said anything for the last couple of years, because she's pretty much dodged the question. She reviewed the project at the State Department, and she said the same thing that Obama said. The review needs to continue to run its course. It needs to do that. And she did say this, which I thought was funny. I thought the matter would be decided by now, but if it hasn't been, I now feel I have a responsibility. It's a distraction from important work to be done on climate change and one that interferes with our ability to move forward with all the other issues, so therefore I oppose it. But the line I liked is that I thought it would have been decided by now. No, you know how slow this government works. What are you talking about? Anything to drag it out. And speaking of being dragged out, she's being dragged out because of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And Sanders has vigorously, from the very beginning, never waffled. He opposes the pipeline. So he says he's glad that Clinton finally made a decision. And he said, I welcome her to the opposition to the pipeline. But it was kind of, you know, it was kind of one of those moments of, are you kidding me with that? I mean, are you kidding me with the, now with the whole pipeline thing? From Clinton, because she certainly had, I mean, she certainly had ample opportunity, but then also reaching back, and I guess in a campaign kind of way, trying to figure out, ooh, how do we, you know, what do we do here? How do I tiptoe around this? Because there's not a lot of tiptoeing around that's easy to do in that one. And also, ABC Washington Post just did a national poll and showed that Clinton does, by the way, still lead with the Democrats, but her support is down below 50%. And where she's really losing ground is with women. With women. So it used to be that women were the backers of Hillary Clinton, but boy, she's lost a ton of women. And so for her, that's really, really tough, because that was the idea that these women are voters and they would come out and they would support Hillary, Hillary Clinton. And now it's looking like less and less are saying they're going to do that. And I love what these politicians or would-be politicians or wannabe politicians or whatever you want to classify them as have to deal with when it comes to the debate. So Carly Fiorina has been taking some heat that she didn't smile enough at the debate. Are you kidding? So you need to smile. Throw in a smile every, 10 seconds or so. Just so you look more pleasing, just throw in a smile, for goodness sake. It's not that difficult to do. And that's what people are saying, their criticism. If she would just smile a little bit more, how much better would that be? Just smile. And here's a shocker for you. The four letters that equal sports in so many people's minds anyway, ESPN, they're talking about layoffs. And you see that some of their big stars have gone in other directions. So they're talking about a whole bunch of layoffs. Because they're saying, you know, with the new technology and everything, if you think about what we're doing just TV-wise, that there are other paths, I think, to that. You know, you had Bill Simmons, who was huge for them. He's gone. Keith Olbermann. Gone. A lot of things have been dumped from a lot of people, but a lot of salaries and a lot of what they used to cover has been dumped too. I mean, here's the deal. They're saying they could lay off as many as maybe 300 staffers. So that's pretty big because they do all those live broadcasts. I mean, I guess part of it is look at how are we getting our TV. Mobile tablets, and streaming video, and with everything that's changing so much, I suppose that's the reason why they're considering these drastic measures of dumping a whole bunch of people. But boy, it used to be that's all they would do was hire people. How many people can we hire in a day? We need people, so we got to hire some people. But now it's the opposite. Now it's the, we need people that know how to do the technology things that we want to do, and that's it. So, wow. And then here we go again, moving from that to airline problems with a crazy passenger, and it's a woman, Azealia Banks, attacked passengers and went on a bizarre tirade on a flight, calling a flight attendant an effing blank, 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 because she was just in a little bit of a rage. And she said she was unhappy when she couldn't get her flight from New York. A French passenger, I guess, blocked her way as he tried to get his luggage. She tried to get, you know, she tried to get it. She waited. She punched him. She spit in his face. And police confronted her in baggage claim, but they didn't make any charges. Azalea says it was the passenger who punched her. So, you know, this is a 24-year-old rapper. She was trying to get off of a plane when it landed in L.A., but couldn't leave because the French couple were blocking their way. Ugh. I don't know. When you hear someone screaming, and I saw the video of it, it's tough to deny what happened on the flight. Clearly, you can see it, where she went ballistic. She went ballistic at a French couple that were a few rows in front of her, and it didn't look like there anything had happened other than she just lost her marbles for that moment. She just went nuts. So, I don't know. That would be awful, wouldn't it? You get targeted, somebody's screaming at you, but they're a famous person, and you didn't do anything, or at least you didn't know that you did anything, and then all of a sudden you're the target on the plane. And then I think what happens is people get so freaked out that something else is going on. Because when you're in the back of the plane, all you can hear is some screaming and some noise and commotion. And that's scary when you are nowhere near what's going on. And you're trying to figure out what to do. And I think this was that kind of flight. Oh, couldn't somebody just say, sit down, be quiet, we're trying to get somewhere. Just sit down. We'll forgive you. We'll forget it. Just do something about it. Just don't bug us. Just sit down. I mean, really, once you do that, that happened on a flight that I was on where a guy got upset because the person in front had pushed their chair back so far. They were practically on our laps. And he hit him with a book. I just tapped him on the top of his head, and I thought, oh, please. Oh, please, 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 we are not turning back. This is not going to turn into something even bigger. And luckily, it did not. Because then that's what happens. Everybody else on the plane, for whatever kooky thing happens, they have to deal with it. All right, hang with us. You're going to meet a woman who had a traumatic brain injury and how she dealt with it, her inspiring story, coming up on America Tonight.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Donna Valentino. She's got a book out that I think will really make you think about every day of your life, honestly. She's a survivor of a brain injury that almost ended her life, and it's really an inspirational story of how you overcome some terrible adversity. Donna, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's go back to your brain injury. Tell everybody what happened to you.
Let's see, February 7, 2009, I was on a short little weekend trip with a new boyfriend. We were celebrating his birthday. We went to Rough Creek Lodge, which is in Texas, and it was a beautiful, sunny day. We decided to go on an ATV ride, and I only remember the first 5 minutes of it. We apparently crossed over quite a few cattle guards, which are very common there, and it was the last cattle guard that they hung a chain across it with no markings on it, and I didn't see it. So I ran right into it, and the ATV flipped up in the air, flipped me off, and then fell on the left side of my head. So I lay there with an open head wound while my boyfriend at the time, who unluckily had to witness this, was trying to dial 911, just trying to get help. And I was eventually airlifted off to Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth. I spent 49 days in the ICU there. I have almost no memory of that at all. And then was transferred to Baylor Rehab in Dallas for 3 weeks of rehab. I do remember that. That wasn't fun times. It was very hard. I had to learn how to swallow again, because apparently I'd forgotten. Learn how to walk. Everything that I had to do, I remember thinking, wow, I had to teach my kids. I was there for them when they were learning how to walk, and I have to learn how to walk again. Very painful experience. Every day, 3 hours of rehab felt like an eternity. All I really wanted to do was sleep.
Wow.
But I was never going to get out of there unless I did my rehab. And that's pretty much what they told me, since I probably wasn't a real happy camper. I had a left arm that couldn't move at all, and I had double vision right away. Couldn't taste or smell food. And then from Baylor Rehab, I was transferred to Center for Neuroskills, which is in Irving, and I spent 6 months there. That was pretty much getting me ready to go home and be able to fend for myself.
And when you went home to fend for yourself, what was that like? Because, of course, like you say, you're coming through this unbelievable experience, and now you still have to work on, I'm sure, skills and getting yourself feeling so-called normal again. What was that like, making that transition?
I was so excited to do that. I couldn't wait to go home. I walked into my house and saw pictures of my kids and all the things that meant so much to me, my furniture, all my little belongings, and I felt like it was just a gift that I was back in my house. Readjusting was probably the hardest part. I still have no dexterity really in my left hand, so things that I was able to do that were simple are no longer simple to this day. So accepting that has probably been the biggest challenge for me moving on, and it's been 6 years. And
wow,
still every day I get frustrated.
Yeah, so in the six years, what do you do to overcome that? Do you pump yourself up? Do you meditate? Do you tell yourself positive things? I mean, how do you, you know, people listening in these situations or even other situations that can learn from you, what do you do to get over that hump?
I basically tell myself, never give up. There are things I cannot do anymore, but there are other things that I can do now. And I just make adjustments to do things in a different way than I did before. I can still tie a shoe. That's fantastic. If I can chop onions, I just pray I don't cut off a finger. There are just, you just go into life every day. First of all, I'm grateful every day I wake up in the morning. That's a gift from God. I shouldn't even be here. I should have died in that accident. Or I should have been cognitively impaired. There are things that I've been given that definitely come from above. God wanted me here for a reason. I'm still here. So I live with that every day, thinking you are here for a purpose. And whatever your purpose you thought was the reason why you were alive was not the right reason. God has a different plan for me. And I believe that plan is to basically help other people who are going through the same struggles.
Yeah, so you've written a book, and in your book you talk about this. You talk about what you've gone through, what we just talked about there. And the book is Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind. I love that title. You can get it on Amazon. So in trying to help other people, what would you tell them when they have something that seems unbelievable to get through? Especially this kind of a brain injuries are horrible. And as you said, yours could have gone in even worse direction.
And I have seen that worst direction. I'll just leave it at that. I've seen other people who don't fare as well. And you, five people could be in a room and all have the same accident and have five different results.
Oof.
And I think, yes, it's scary. The doctors will tell, the doctors told my son, who was 15 at the time, that he gave me a score of a 4 just to survive. So imagine your child coming home with that knowledge that my mom might not make it. Okay, so that's a rough haul for any kid to hear. And people, when they have an accident, they're not going to be happy campers. You're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can say that now. It's been a couple of years, but I know that I didn't give up. I had that will to survive and to move on and pick up the pieces and find something better. There's a reason why I'm still here. And I'm not sure that people after having an accident are ready to hear that. They don't probably really want to hear, oh, be patient, oh, give it time. They're in a situation that nobody wants to be in.
Right.
Well, I can't do this anymore, and, well, I can't do that anymore. Well, you know what? I know. I understand. And sometimes I think it's easier for them to hear from someone who's been through it than from somebody who has no idea what you're talking about.
And, you know, you talked about being on the ATV and that you didn't see the cattle chain that was across. And you probably know this story. Swimmer Amy Van Dyke in Rowan was in an ATV accident where it left her paralyzed. And she was an Olympic gold medal athlete. And it was just one of those freak things, too, as well, where in her case it had to do with a curb and falling off of a curb. And this just happened last year, and she has this positive attitude and has learned to do other things around it. But when you look at ATVs, do you think they're dangerous?
It's a good question. I've been asked this before. They probably are. I don't blame the ATV. Okay, the ATV really was not at fault here. So would I get on another one? No. Would I tell someone else to get on one? I would encourage them not to. People think they're invincible. Oh, I'm going to get on this ATV. I'm going to have a good time. I felt that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything wrong. Someone hung a chain that wasn't marked. So it was meant to happen for a reason. I wouldn't get on an ATV again. And I know Amy's story. And I'll tell you what, when I hear people like Amy, I have actually written down people's names because when I listen to the news every night, and every night you hear the same bad things, who got murdered, robbed. When I hear a story like Amy's, I light up. That just lights me up. You know why? She survived. Why did she survive? Why did she beat the odds? Other people in her position who have gone through similar things, wouldn't they want to hear that too? Wouldn't you want to be encouraged rather than beaten down?
Yeah, absolutely. I met her about 5 months before that accident, and she's such a glowing, positive person that I wasn't surprised that the way that she immediately took to, okay, this is a challenge and one I'm gonna roll through this, and she has. It's just been, you're right, her story is incredibly encouraging, as yours is too. When you move forward, I mean, that's the key, isn't it? Isn't it moving forward and not thinking about the past?
You need to move forward, and I think that having a positive attitude in life in general, which I am, I'm a happy person by nature, and I've always been positive. I try and remove negative things that are around me, negative people. I don't want to be around negative people. You know why? They're drag. Why would I want to be around your negativity when I'm looking up? I want to move forward, and I'm going to find a way to move forward. I'm going to do it. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to circle around it. I'm going to drive through it. Somehow, I'm going to get to the next stage of my life through determination.
Yep, well said. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind, Donna Valentina. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Manifested in the air. developing a wound. Born out of a moon belly, first lay a tomb, crying out like you wanna be put back in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Brought up all the coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do you believe his belly ache? I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do you believe his belly ache?
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut.
Ah, yeah, one again. Once again, that one again. Once again, we are making that final whiz around the track for this hour of America tonight. And it's time for one of the my favorite things that we do here called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan Reeder, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
The great Yogi Berra, baseball legend, died at the age of 90. It was just announced a short time ago. But what he's really known for people who don't really know much about his baseball background with the Mets or the Yankees and the championships and all that kind of stuff, is the crazy things that he would say, the Yogi Berrisms. Like, I never said most of the things I said. You better cut the pizza in 4 pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat 6. If you don't know where you're going, you might end up someplace else. How about this? I enjoy now doing what I do, playing golf, relaxing a little, enjoying life. He says, there are some people who, if they don't already know, you can't tell them. And congratulations, I knew the record would stand until it was broken. And there's so many more Yogi Berra-isms that, I mean, you could cover a calendar in them. And he was, whenever there was quotes that would come up, you know, his quotes would, they would publish his quotes. And I got to meet Nathan Yogi Berra when I worked in New York. I got invited to a golf tournament and it was with, you know, his name was on it, and he was such a cool cat. It was such a thrill to meet him because of the funny things that he says and just things that I heard people talk about with him. But anyway, his funny conversation, even Napoleon had his Watergate. He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious, which would be ambidextrous, but he said amphibious. So is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
Well, I mean, is he the reincarnation of Confucius?
Maybe with some of what he said that was quoted all over the place. I mean, all over the place, and still will in his death be quoted all over. Maybe he really has. Maybe he's really getting one on over the rest of us.
I hope so. I'll go with the bingo.
I'm going to go with bingo, too. I like the way you said that. Confucius says. All right, how about this? This is near the mothership. The Vikings decided they're not going to budge on Ragnar's demand, which Ragnar is the mascot for the Minnesota Vikings. He wanted 10 years, $1.6 million. Yes, he wanted $20,000 basically a game for 10 years to dress up in the outfit that he dresses up. He dresses up in a costume, he rides a bike and acts crazy. Fans in Minnesota love him, but he's just this guy that rides on a bike and is a mascot. So the Vikings said they wanted to try to cut a deal with him. He wouldn't budge, so they said bye-bye. They said they appreciate what he's done to the organization and the fans for the last 2 decades because he's wildly popular. And they're going to honor his 21 seasons on the field during a Vikings home game. And they say they're going to welcome him to future ceremonial events, that he's always part of the Vikings history. But see ya. So Ragnar's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck, guys. I mean, they don't pay the cheerleaders anything.
I know.
Good luck fighting that.
I know. He did dress up like a Viking, and he had the pointy helmet, and he had the cool motorcycle and all that kind of stuff. But you're right. They won't even pay the cheerleaders.
I mean, I don't blame him for wanting more money to have to wear the Vikings symbols around for the next 10 years.
Right. I agree.
Pick it up, guys.
Yep. Pick it up. Exactly. And probably what were they making on him? Who knows? They might have even had replicas of him. And I think they did at one point, you know, for sure they had that. Okay, here's another one for you. How about this? The story of this 100-year-old athlete who worked on NASA's Apollo program. The 100-year-old man set 5 world records at a San Diego track meet. Which is wild. 100 years old. Are you kidding me? I mean, I saw pictures of this and someone sent me a link to it. His name's Don Pellman. He did break those records at the Senior Olympics, and he worked on the Apollo program. He worked on Apollo. And here he was out competing. That's so crazy. I mean, I say bingo to that. What do you say, Nathan?
A little old fruit, but bingo. You go and you play your bingo. You get done blasting people's minds, telling them, oh, yeah, oh, I just won all these medals, and, oh, yeah, I work at NASA.
I also win bingo. Yeah, bingo.
Bingo! All right, here's a crazy one for you. A UK wine bar is in the hole for $155,000 after a teenager ingested a liquid nitrogen shot given to her on the house. Hey, it's on the house! She became instantly ill, Nathan, and had to have her stomach removed.
Removed.
Removed. So they got to pick up the surgery. That's the $155,000. She was just a kid, a teenager, 18th birthday.
That's frozen tissue.
Isn't that gross? It was a nitro Jägermeister shot, they called it.
Well, you know, whether that was a teenager or an adult, that's got to be like how you just have to have the right genes to be able to eat that
no
puffer
kidding.
Fish, you know? They can tell you, but still, you might.
Might be bad.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that there were no mites about that. It was just prepared incorrectly.
Yep. And so, stomach removed.
Yeah,
21
scary
now.
Bingo. Scary bingo.
I think it's scary bingo, too. Ugh. Boy, that'll make you not want to do shots. Hey, we want to buy a shot. It's a nitrogen shot. You'll really like it.
Yeah, it just makes me not
want to
have
you.
A nitrogen shot, really.
I mean, even the name. I don't know. How about lemon drops? How about peppermint schnapps? How about, I don't know, anything else. I mean, anything else. All right, this is crazy, crazy town, but I've got to put it out there. A man has been charged with punching a 78-year-old over a waffle sample. People, get your head together. I'll give you some more details. 24-year-old.
Is this at a Denny's?
It was at the Costco store in Los Angeles. A 24-year-old smashed in the face a 78-year-old man over a free Nutella waffle sample.
Oh, it is Nutella, though. I mean, I kind of get it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to have my Nutella. Get out of my way, old man. I'm going to sock you in the face. So, of course, now he's behind bars. He pleaded not guilty. He's being held on $50,000 bail. They say, though, in all seriousness, he could get 11 years in prison if he was convicted.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Seriously, if they convicted him and gave him 11 years, are you kidding me? Now, you wonder what's going on with our prison system if that's the case.
Well, it is. I mean, that's California, so, I mean,
it's stupid.
That's part
it was
of their,
wrong.
That's part of their main industry out there, isn't
right.
it? Prison complex.
Exactly. It was wrong. There's no question about it, but that would be insanity. I'm going to follow the story. It'd be insanity if this guy gets that kind of time.
Yeah.
And what happened was the 78-year-old guy was, they told him just to take one, but he was hoarding the samples.
Yeah. Well, no. He doesn't deserve a punch in the face, but
no.
neither does a punch in the face deserve 11 years.
Yeah,
come
that's
on,
insane.
Guys.
Same.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fruits and nuts and punches.
I agree with you. Absolutely. Nathan Reeder, great job as always, and always for what he does for this show, for sure. Thank you very, very much, and thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Remember, you can always get a hold of us at AmericaTonight.net.
Much love, guys.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.